It's time now for the Morning Monster Podcast with Bobby Raider.
We're joined now by the head coach of the West Ridge Wolves, Justin Hilton. Good morning and Merry Christmas to you, Coach.
thanks for coming out here.
Oh, my goodness. Coach, as his first role as coach, on the first play called an audible on us a little while ago, and I'm glad you did, because you wanted to do something that will never be done again at West Ridge High School, and that's walk out on that field for the first time with this class of West Ridge Wolves. That was cool.
Oh, it was awesome. It was something we can't get back. I appreciate y'all letting me do that. Our athletes, as they walked in, I hope they realize that, you know, they've been handed the best facilities and one of the best opportunities in the whole state of Tennessee. This place is phenomenal.
All right, so what's your first play against Volunteer, Coach?
Hopefully a touchdown for
us. Thank you, Steve. Well, I'm looking at four wide receivers on a starting lineup proposal. I'm guessing maybe you're going with an option-type game here, aren't you?
We'll be multiple. We'll do a lot of different things. You know, we hired in a lot of new guys on the staff, so we've gotten a lot of new ideas coming in.
Let's start there with your coaching staff, because obviously new school, new team, new staff. What's it look like?
It's a unique situation. We've hired in three former head coaches, five or six former coordinators, you know, and then we've sprinkled it in with some younger guys. Rob Norris is our offensive coordinator, former head coach at Sullivan North, ultra successful there.
Yeah.
Barry Jones has some state titles. He's going to coach our offensive line. Mike Copas, Eric Rowe, Chase Arnold, Sterling Throp, Connor Copas, Carl Davenport, and Jay Conkin. So some of those guys have been with me in the past, but we've added some new things, and it's really been fresh to be out there and have those ideas.
You can't that's experience, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I tell you, I've told everybody, and I mean it, there's probably a good majority of those guys more qualified to do the job than me. So I listen to them a whole lot.
That's the way you do it. And they say, good job, Coach. I know. Thanks. You're welcome. Wow. Justin Hilton, head coach of the West Ridge Wolves. I wondered how the numbers would be. The numbers look fine, Coach.
There are quite a few young men down there. We've got 97 out. That's 9 through 12. And that's really helped us depth-wise. Practice, you don't understand how much better practice is when you can go goods on goods and give some competition against each other.
You have 70 on the varsity roster?
70 on the varsity roster. Far cry from our COVID traveling squad of last year.
Good grief. Can you not even mention that? 25 seniors.
We do. We have 25 seniors. That's one of the big things. I think that the vision that the district provided when they made the transition into this new school helped us retain a lot of these athletes, and we didn't lose anybody. We didn't lose any upperclassmen and did a really, really good job of retaining those middle school students in the transfer up to the high school.
So you lost no one who was with you at South last year?
Exactly.
Who moved over here?
Or Central or North.
Really?
Right.
That's outstanding. Now, Kenny's going to love you, man, because you like these 7 o'clock kickoffs.
I do. I'm an early to bed, early to rise kind of guy anyway. So, yes, I'm excited about the 7 o'clock kickoff.
Bud, you're back there at the studio. Justin Hilton, pretty excited about this first West Ridge Wolves team here.
Coach, I can't help but wonder what I would imagine there's a difficulty that comes in bringing together students and athletes from three different locations. Some of these guys have been used to being the starter at their position from their old school. I would imagine there's a lot of guys that are going to have to come in and take on more help roles, because you've got a guy from the other guy that's a little bit better at that place. In other words, I would imagine the acclimation process to bring these guys together from three different teams and get them onto one and get them as a cohesive unit has been a challenge. But it sounds to me like, to a man, these guys have bought in and are just eager to be a part of something brand new and something that I think even, you know, the entire region realizes this is going to be something special.
Well, I think it was a challenge from the adults all the way down to the students. Everybody's accepting a new role, and if we don't buy in, it's going to be really tough. But I've had an advantage. I've had these guys in the weight room since December the 15th, and we started a week after I got hired. And from the beginning, we set the expectations, and these guys have done nothing but meet them. So we're going to try to continue to hold them to those high standards. And, you know, kids are kids and players are players. They want to be coached hard. They want to be loved, and they want there to be consistency, and that's what we're trying to provide them.
Yeah, and kind of going on what Bud was talking about, I've seen a couple of the TV shots that have been done so far, and one of the players is funny. He said, yeah, I didn't really like this guy. Now we're best friends. We're teammates now. And I think a lot of that goes to what you guys are teaching, talking about when you're not out here on the playing field and the playing surface, and hey, we've got something special that we can start here. And it's not going to be like the expansion Tampa Bay Buccaneers years ago when they asked John McKay about the execution of his team. You've got a team that has a lot of talent already. Now you got to put it out there on a Friday night and see what you got.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest compliments for these assistant coaches is you wouldn't know what school any of these kids were from if you walked down on the field.
And that's okay. That's the way it should
be,
right?
That's how it should be. That's how it should be. And, you know, you talk about talent coming back. We've got a couple of kids who were All-State last year, and Fletcher Gibson and Eli Topping.
Yeah.
And quite a few All-Conference kids from you know, Peyton Green, Ethan Bergeron, Tristan Job, Eli Asino, Caleb McClain. So we've got some kids who have been successful. And we're hoping that the other guys can lean on them and see what kind of work ethic it takes to get that success.
Just kind of pick your brain here for the friends over at Volunteer. Will it look a lot like the Sullivan South offense and defense from last year? Or that new coaching staff giving you a lot of different ways to look at things?
We've turned the page. We're Westridge, so it's going to look a whole lot
okay,
like
I earned that one. All right.
But you're right. We have. We've hired a lot of really intelligent coaches, and I'm trying to get out of their way. And so there are going to be a lot of new things and different things.
Bud, when you go to QUT tonight, play Turn the Page.
Right, turn the Page. There is a lot to be said for the way that these young men have come together and realize that we are part of something special. There's one young man on your team especially that I know very well, have known since he was a little bitty guy, one of your trench guys, Benji Novak, who is excited and passionate about being a part of this new adventure, this new step in the community, and I know absolutely adores playing football and is one of the best character guys I've ever known, and I know that goes a long way, and I know your team is probably covered up with guys like that.
Well, he couldn't be an offensive lineman if he wasn't humble and had a good attitude.
Right.
So you're exactly right.
Nice.
Benji Novak, I mean, he's at center. He's a projected starter for us at center right now. We've got a long way to go in camp, but you're right. Those are the traits we're looking for. We want young men who are going to carry themselves well in the classroom, on the field, out in the community, and that's our number one goal. Everybody wants to win games, but we want to produce good humans that stay in the area and help us build this region up.
Hey, Bud, by the way, little Benji, he's 5'10", 265.
He's a chunk. I've known him since he was little bitty, and just one of my favorite people on this planet, an outstanding young man, and his passion for what you guys are doing tells me that this team's going to be just fine.
Yeah, I think and it's contagious. You get two or three guys like that, or in our case, 20 or 30 like that, and then the younger guys, that's all they know. And so the expectation is now becoming the reality, and it's really been a nice transition. 25 seniors has helped smooth that transition, and when we came in, we told them it would be tough, but we needed them to buy in, and they've done it.
Region 1-6A, there are five reasons you better be ready on game one. They're called Dobbins Bennett, Jeff County, Morristown East, Science Hill, and William Blount, Coach.
Yeah, you know, new faces. Familiar to me as a player. That was the old Big Ten back in the day for the most part, other than William Blount, maybe.
But we've moved on.
We've moved on. Okay. But I'm glad to get the natural rivalries back.
I
think it's going to be good for the community. I think it's going to be good for our area not to be traveling to Knoxville and to Nashville for all these games all the time. I think it's going to be really good for football in our area.
So you don't want to play another playoff game in Nashville? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we knew the way to Chattanooga a little bit better.
Yeah, I got you.
I know about all I want to know about Chattanooga. But if something happens and they've got a 6A school down there and we make the playoffs, we'll happily head that way.
I got you. So what's the schedule right now until we get ready for that season opener? What's this team doing getting ready?
We have Elizabethton tonight in a scrimmage over at Elizabethton.
Okay.
And then we're going to host Greenville here the next Friday. And then we're going to go up to Sullivan East and see their new turf the following Friday. So we've got some good scrimmages lined up, some good competition. We're going to see Mr. Football the first time tonight, and then we're going to see probably another projected Mr. Football the next week at Greenville. So it's going to be a good test for our young men and see where we stack up.
You mentioned the turf here, which is just amazing process to watch being installed. You're on grass twice maybe this year, you think?
I think three times. The two Washington County schools are grass and William Blount's grass.
Yeah. Is that more the trend now to play it on turf? I mean, I know basketball you had the wood, then you had the tartan surface. Now some are going back to the wood or whatever. But, I mean, is turf the way it is now?
I'm a fan of it. I don't have to mow it, and I don't have to get wet socks. So
you don't have to line
really,
it off?
I don't have to line it off. There's a whole lot of pros for us, but yeah, I think that's the trend. And if our kids in our community, I think they're just going to have so much pride when they see this. It is phenomenal.
And as you probably heard down below, there are other groups that are here today. It is Fall Media Day, so you've got everyone represented here, football and soccer and cheer and dance, cross-country, volleyball and golf, before the day is over. I assume when Josh told us earlier, he's excited, it's an exciting time, but we're just ready to get started. He was talking academically. I assume that goes for athletics as well.
I think just as a whole big high school and as a family, he's done a good job. And I'd be remiss, I need to thank these people because I think it's really important. There's been a lot of people put a lot of time into making this happen, and God has blessed me by providing me with people in charge that have good vision and surrounding me with good coaches. But Miss Rafalowski, Dr. Davis, and Coach Richardson, the vision they've provided and the leadership's been phenomenal. And they've worked extremely hard to get us these facilities. The Board of Education, the County Commission, the ones that supported this, have given us truly a facility that's second to none to anybody in the region. And people see that when they come out here. And just from the beginning, all of that's been focused on how we can make this better for the students and for the athletes. And it's just been phenomenal.
Is it too early? We're still a couple of weeks out. Is it too early to ask what your biggest concerns now heading into the season?
I think that everything's going to be okay. I would have told you this would have been very stressful had we not had last year. But after last year, everything's going okay. You
wow,
know, we know
great.
We're going to play, so yeah. It's going to be fine.
Got to put things in perspective.
Yes.
Coach, as much as you feel comfortable sharing with us, I know it was a very personal, very private moment between you and your team, but it's also a special moment for the community. When you led your guys onto that field a few minutes ago for the first time, what was your message to them, and what was their excitement level like?
It was like walking out to play the first football. I can't imagine with the emotion that I just had going out with those guys what the first Friday night's going to be like, because I just have no doubt in my mind the stands are going to be full of people from all these communities, and nothing heals more than coming together. And when they can come together and sit side by side in those stands, we will be Westridge, and everybody's going to be on board.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
You asked, he answered, man.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Coach, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys.
Good
he
luck,
is
coach.
Justin Hilton, head coach of the all-new Westridge Wolves.
Catch the Morning Monster weekdays 6 till 10 on 640 WXSM. And be sure to join us next time for another Morning Monster podcast with Bobby Raider right here.